Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Humility is the virtue needed to serve others. And as a side note, the courageous countdown, 3 days to our opening night free fish fry, Thursday the 25th at 6:30. If you're in the area, I hope you can attend. With so much unknown in our businesses and our lives, and with so many of us still staying home, how can we continue to stay connected and be there for our community? This week kicks off so many small groups to help people connect at my church, Grace Family Church. The men's group, Courageous. The women's, Beautiful. Our couples ministry, Tonight, Home Builders. Marriage. Recovery groups. We have so many groups to help people where they are to find their spiritual family. We were created for each other to walk through life together. Wherever you are living, wherever you attend church, you must be involved to have all God has for you. We live and breathe in our small group community. As the world is becoming more team-oriented, so must we in our church community. We want to help our children, parents, coaches, managers, and leaders really improve their spiritual, personal, and professional effectiveness. Each of us reading today has been a part of some kind of small group, perhaps more than one. I know some didn't work out for you, but we can't stop trying. We need to be reaching out to one another weekly. We need to stand together and stay connected. That's what vibrant Christians do. If you read about humility, you discover it is the antidote to pride and self-centeredness. C.S. Lewis said, "It is not thinking less about ourselves, but thinking about ourselves less." There's a difference. Webster says it's a modest or low view of one's own importance. I know as virtues go, humility is pretty unpopular. Being paid the humble compliment can be worse than when a woman gives her romantic partner the "you're a nice guy" letdown. Humility also has another public relations challenge. It's not exciting. We might appreciate the trait in others. We don't feel threatened by unassuming people, but in ourselves, we'd rather be confident and bold. We'll take that spotlight, thank you very much. Humility doesn't have the Oprah-worthy leather-bound gratitude journals, nor does it feature optimism's sunny, iconic smiley face, nor the heartwarming imagery of compassion. What does God say about being humble? Proverbs 11:12. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humility is an asset for self-improvement. By living a humble life, you recognize the areas of your life that need work, that require accountability, small groups, and reaching out to serve others. When you don't always need to be right or have to show yourself as enlightened, relationships are smoother and can be much more intimate. Lord, help me to think of others more. Lord, more of you and less of me. Let me be a light in reaching out to my community and inner circle. Lord, help me break out of this shell that I'm good the way I am. Guide me, Holy Spirit, to contribute my gifts at a higher level for your glory. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled week.